Currently, local property taxes fund schools. This means wealthier districts can spend more money per student than less wealthy districts. And at a town hall meeting at Crab Orchard High School recently, local teachers and school superintendents explained a new method of funding public schools. This new method, according to Gorville School District Superintendent Steve Webb, would eliminate some of the huge disparities like this one.
Here at Crab Orchard, $7,353 per pupil. Round Out School District, one of the tops in the state, $31,000 per pupil.
This new method, titled the evidence-based model, relies less on property taxes and instead on each individual school district's needs, taking into account 27 basic educational elements to determine the true dollar amount. Kelly says this new model is better than the current one-size-fits-all formula.
Here's what we need based on evidence, not here's what we need based on your appropriations. Understand that our current funding system is broken and has been broken for decades, and we still haven't fixed it.
Our kids are worth as much in Southern Illinois as they are in the more property-wealthy suburbs of Chicago.
All of the educators involved said the reason that it has not been accepted before is because of the common mindset, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. The evidence-based model is contained in House Bill 2808, which would replace Illinois' current 20-year school funding system. I'm Kevin Boucher.